Well, good afternoon. It's great to be back with you here at Travel Writers Radio in Melbourne on J-Air 88 FM. I'm your host, Graeme Kemlow, and my co-host today is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graeme. Hi, listeners.
Now, we've just witnessed the bounce back that Melbourne really needed. Having been locked down for far too many days, I think a world record number, actually, the city really needed a record crowd at something like this Formula One Grand Prix last weekend to show that this is indeed the capital of major events. So we missed the past two Grands Prix, that really cost the city dearly. The only problem was that we missed the high-pitched scream of these F1 cars. The V8 supercars actually made more noise. And there was no FA-18 fighter jet screaming down the main straight. Now, I'm not sure why they turned the volume down. Anyway, it was heartening to see on television 130,000 people there on Sunday and a record attendance of over 419,000 on the 4 days of the Melbourne event. So Melbourne can still pull a crowd. I'm just hoping this was not a super spreader event, because when you looked on TV, pit straight looked a lot more crowded than a close-quartered full house at the MCG. There were squillions of people there, and I just hope it doesn't end up with a whole lot of COVID cases. Rita.
So do we all. At Travel Writers Radio, we're all about food, wine, lifestyle and travel, and the human interest stories of those who make our food and wine, who make our experiences enjoyable and add value to our business or holiday travel. Many of you with school-aged children are probably on vacation right now. So you may be among the many who look to lists of the top 10 or 20 destinations. These are important guides to aspirational places, and in particular, the Lonely Planet list is well read each year. Belinda Jackson speaks with Graeme Kemlow about the Australian Destinations list produced by the formerly Australian-owned Lonely Planet Group yesterday. Our Bali correspondent, Suzanne Hart, caught up with Graeme Kemlow, that's you, at the recent AIM event in Melbourne, where she told him that she was returning to live in Bali. But despite having been COVID vaccinated 5 times in the past year, she caught COVID 2 weeks ago. Suzanne explains her return to Bali and has some valuable tips for travel in a post-COVID world.
And also in this hour, it's the season for celebrating and feasting, for eating unleavened bread or hot cross buns, depending on your inclination. It's autumn in Melbourne, and it's also spring in the Northern Hemisphere, where there are many seasonal festivals. And as our culinary editor, Rita Ehrlich, points out, each has its own date, its own more or less accurate history, its own foods. So Rita takes us through that. It's a fascinating exploration and research job that she's done there. But we wish you a safe and happy holiday, whether this is for Passover, Easter, or the Orthodox Easter, which is on April 24th, when probably we might think of the innocent citizens of Ukraine and what they may be doing to celebrate or not. That's all coming up now in Travel Writers Radio here on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne.